This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. troops are trying to prevent suicide attacks in Iraq by setting up roadblocks and checkpoints. But some of those safety measures are turning deadly for Iraqi civilians. U.S. Marines in Nasiriya killed two children in a minivan after it failed to stop at a roadblock. The BBC's Adam Minot is there, and he spoke with NPR's Juan Williams moments ago.
Adam, what happened?
Well, this happened shortly after first light this morning. As you say, there are dozens of checkpoints throughout the town of Nasiriya, manned largely by U.S. Marines, who are the main force in charge of the town now. But what happened this morning was a car approached one of these checkpoints. This is according to a captain, Captain De La Rosa of the 15th MEU, and he said that the car failed to respond to indications from the Marines manning the checkpoint to stop. The car then entered the chicane that had been built by Marines with the express purpose of slowing cars down. Captain De La Rosa said, again, the car failed to slow down despite signs from Marines at the checkpoint. And fearing this might be a suicide attack, he said the Marines then opened fire.
Adam, how many people were in that car?
Well, the precise figures I'm not sure about, but I'm told it was a minivan with as many as 15 people inside. So two young children were killed, nine people injured. I'm told they are all now in stable condition. They were taken to a U.S. military medical facility quite near to Nasiriya where they're being looked after. And the Marines said this is a deeply regrettable incident. They're very, very sorry for what happened. They said, though, that the Marines on duty were, as far as they're able to tell, obeying the instructions that they'd been given. Marines here, in fact, all members of coalition forces, are extremely jumpy about the possibility of suicide attacks. There was one yesterday in Baghdad. There was one a week ago. They have been given precise instructions how to behave in these circumstances, and certainly, you know, not wanting to foreshadow any investigation, the captain, Captain De La Rosa, said he believes that the Marines followed their instructions to the letter.
Adam, in fact, the incident you mentioned in Baghdad resulted in the injury of four Marines late Thursday when a man approached the checkpoint with explosives and blew himself up. So I'm wondering if these incidents are not being publicized throughout Iraq. Why is it that people continue to approach these checkpoints at speed and not obey instructions to stop?
Well, I think there is a communication problem. At some of the checkpoints in Nasiriya, there are signs written in Arabic indicating what drivers should do. At others, there are not. There's obviously a language difficulty as well. Very few Marines speak Arabic, although some have picked up a few Arabic phrases to use. But there have been checkpoints in the town now for 2 weeks. So most, if not all, the drivers will have encountered those at some stage. So there must be question marks as to how this arose. But I think communication is a difficulty. The U.S. forces here in the town are extremely nervous. And when cars behave, when individuals behave in a way that they don't expect, this does put them on edge. Now, we have not yet had a full inquiry into exactly what happened. That will take some time, I expect. The Marines involved have not as yet, as far as I'm aware, been interviewed. That will happen probably later on today, maybe tomorrow.
Adam, the death of children is quite an emotional event. I wonder about the reactions from the locals in Nasiriya.
Well, I don't think this will do anything, obviously, to improve relations between U.S. Marines and the locals. That said, relations are extremely good. I think there was some nervousness when the U.S. Marines and U.S. forces first entered the town 2.5 weeks ago. Since then, there's been a gradual stage of improvement, particularly in the last few days as water has started to flow for locals. U.S. Marines are taking water out of the River Euphrates here. It's going through a filtration system and is available to the locals. They've been told that electrical power, which was now out, should be back up again in 3 days. So relations have been very good, but this will undoubtedly harm them.
What about offering medical treatment to people who are injured at the checkpoints? Have the U.S. forces offered any such help?
Well, in terms of this incident, the nine people injured have been taken to a U.S. medical facility where they are being looked after. And on top of that, medical supplies and assistance is being offered to locals. But to be frank with you, I mean, there's only a limited amount that U.S. forces can do. They have obviously their own Marines to look after, their own forces to tend. And then they've not come here equipped to set up, as it were, a mobile hospital. So healthcare in this city is a problem and is going to remain a problem until humanitarian aid in fairly substantial quantities starts coming up from the south of the country.
The BBC's Adam Minot speaking with NPR's Juan Williams.